right, a quick preview of tomorrow's Pettycast, which we'll do at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays. Imagine you'll hear this one. This was Jerry Jones. We didn't get to listen to Jerry Jones with Stephen A. Smith until after the show on Friday. Jerry Jones has been making the rounds lately talking about this Micah Parsons contract situation. Takes another shot at David Mulugeta, like a direct shot at David Mulugeta here with Stephen A. Smith.
In the spirit of not doing the old mother-dad deal, how many times have you seen the little rascal so clever go in there and mama told him, uh-oh, you're not going to get it, and goes in to daddy, who only sees him after 5 in the afternoon, wants to love him, and says, you can have it, son. You can have that before dinner. And he goes back in and says, mama, daddy said I could have it. That's the old mom, dad. Been around since the beginning of time. I'm not going to go for that here. That's what's happening.
You're not going for it?
I'm not going for it. No. But we've had a very, very strong negotiation. Now, by the way, frankly, it wouldn't have made any difference what the negotiation was. Guess who has to be comfortable for this to work?
Micah.
And who else?
You.
Hello. There's not room for a third. There's not room for a third. This will be a good one.
It's wild.
Doesn't make any sense. But the whole thing is, every time I hear Jerry Jones talking about this, he talks as if the agent isn't involved in any other NFL negotiation, that somehow this is a unique situation where there's an agent involved.
Yeah.
And that's where I feel like he's trying to appeal to idiots or people who are easily duped or whatever. There's nothing he has said about this makes any sense.
No.
He's acting like an agent being involved in the negotiations is the exception and not the norm. That's exactly the opposite of what actually happens in the real world. It's so strange.
Did you understand the analogy? I mean, I get what he's saying about the mother and father dynamic in that situation. I have no idea how that is analogous to what's going on with Micah Parsons. None.
It's almost the only way that would make sense is if it were Micah Parsons himself that were trying to play off the mom and the dad, which I don't think Jerry Jones is accusing him of. And I don't know
what that was.
I had to remember the whole Little Rascals dynamic and whether there was an episode where that. I don't remember that being a big part of Little Rascals.
No. I mean, like, I understand.
The adults were never really in around, were they?
No. I mean, no. I understand the strategy of a kid doing that. I did it many times myself. I just don't understand where it fits into this Micah Mulugeta, Jerry Jones dynamic. All right, so that's number one. Number two, Pettycast preview here as we work towards the top of the hour. Boomer Esiason on his popular morning radio show on our sister station, WFAN, was talking with his co-host, Greg Giannotti, about Ring of Honor weekend in Cincinnati. Boomer Esiason is one of eight members of the Cincinnati Bengals Ring of Honor. So they like to bring those members back for the induction of the new members of the Ring of Honor. But Boomer revealed on his radio show, this is kind of how the Bengals handle business.
If you are traveling in for the weekend from out of town, we have secured a block of rooms at the Residence Cincinnati Downtown Hotel.
Wait, hold on.
What? Renaissance.
A block of rooms. Usually when people say a block of rooms, it's like a wedding thing and you have to go on there and say, I'm part of this party.
Yeah, but this is why they sent it. So the Renaissance Cincinnati Downtown Hotel at a preferred discounted rate.
Hold on.
So I can book my group rate for the Ring of Honor weekend. Rooms are limited, so please book directly for early and the best rate. We'll look forward to hosting you in the jungle for an unforgettable weekend. Don't hesitate to reach out to me or another guy on the staff with any questions. Thank you and Houday.
Houday?
Houday.
Who they think they are making you pay for your own hotel room. That's what I would say.
You think I'm an elitist if I say no to that?
I do not, Boomer. And Boomer, I should have set that up better. He was reading off of an email from the PR crew or the logistics crew from the Bengals.
This is an interesting one. And I got to go back and watch the whole part of Shannon Sharpe's podcast. Him and Ocho Cinco, Chad Johnson, were talking about it. Because obviously Chad Johnson knows the Bengals and that's where Chad Johnson, when he goes back to do alumni type stuff, it's with the Bengals. That's his
team. Yeah.
Um, And it sounded like Shannon Sharpe has played for two teams, the Ravens and the Broncos, and they do everything top-notch, first class. And I think that the gist of it that I saw was Chad wasn't – it didn't sound like the little snippet I saw, it sounded like he didn't know any different, but he never really thought much of it. I don't – it is – it's strange to me that Boomer must have other issues with the Bengals right now for him to bring this up.
Yeah. And Boomer's played for multiple teams, not just the Bengals. He's a little like Chad Johnson that way.
Yeah, so I don't know. The Bengals do a lot of things cheap, so it doesn't surprise me that they might have guys pay for their own rooms. But I also don't know how far out of the norm that is. There is, because this is one of the things that keeps me from buying an NFL team, Sean. It's like there are all these little, when you start dealing with the former players, you want to do right by your former players, and yet the total number of former players gets pretty large.
Yeah.
So there's only so much you can do. I can't crush the Bengals for this. I don't know what the standard is or what most teams do. I'd have to know how good is the discount. Am I getting like 10% off, or am I getting an actual discount? Do I get more of a discount with my AAA than I do with my Bengals
AAA,
discount or not?
That AAA, CAA of choice on the Marriott website.
You,
yeah.
You know what keeps paying? My NFLPA discount for rental cars. It's nice. There are times where I've thought about just like, I might just rent a car instead of owning one anymore because it's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it might be
the
easier.
The only downside is that I get flirted with by the attendants
a lot on
my way out. They're like, hey. Are you an NFL player? I'm like, no. I say my husband is, and then and that's usually the end of it.
There you go.
Yeah, with 95%.
It ends the conversation with many people. Yeah. I'm a little sad. We're getting a lot of Funplex texts and texts on who people like better as a neighbor, Tyler Milner or Sean Bajani. We'll have to save that for tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll bring it back up. Antibodies to you, my friend.
Antibodies and a discount to you, Sean.
Thank you, sir. We are done. We are out of time. John Harris, Mark Vandermeer. It's a Texans Monday, and that's coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.